My Maslin shear Thursday night.
I didn't want to make it too long, but at night, but I see that someone wrote on the sign, I'm giving a mini shear. So, obviously that's a challenge to my manhood, so I have to keep you here much, much longer tonight. Mini shear. I won't keep you long. There's some other, like last week, there's a few minutes, fix something in the parsha, and then a little bit in the parsha. First of all, I want to tell you, he's not here tonight. I forgot his name. Rabbi Freifeld, the Rebbe in Freifeld's son-in-law.
Daryl Wine?
Lorne, right. So last week, so I told him before, he had to leave, he had to go to Bar Mitzvah. I told him before, he actually was mechamen to the other Teretz in the Mechas Chinuch. At the time, I sort of realized, but I wasn't sure, but I double-checked. We said, how come you don't say Yavad Lai Mahani, but Lasachme, remember? Why didn't you say Yavad Lai Mahani to say that the kingdom is not a kingdom? So I said, because you only say Yavad Lai Mahani when it's going to fix the problem, and this is not going to fix the problem. So remember, he said, because the Meicher, Lamais and the Meicher made the kingdom too, and he didn't do an Avera. The Meicher didn't do an Avera, so you can't say Yavad Lai Mahani to undo his kingdom. Remember, he said that Teretz. So that is the Mechas Chinuch's second Teretz. Until the Mechas Chinuch answers that also, so he was right. Alright, so I just wanted to tell you that and give him credit. This week, talk a little bit about tefillah, the mitzvah of tefillah. Mitzvah of tefillah, this week's parsha. Sefer Chinuch brings this week's parsha, mitzvah of tefillah. So, this big machlokes, Rishonim, is the mitzvah of tefillah d'oraisa or not? The Rambam holds, Rambam starts out, Hilchos Tefillah, the first halacha, mitzvah ha'seil is parlo b'chol yoyim. There's a mitzvah midoraisa. Mitzvah say midoraisa. That's what the Chinuch holds also, because the Chinuch brings it as one of the mitzvahs this week's parsha. Shenemar v'vaditim Hashem alakeichem. It's a mitzvah midoraisa. Eizor v'vidish abaleg is a tefillah, like the Gemara says in Tainus. What does it mean, v'vaditim? V'vaditim is tefillah. V'ein minyan atfilus min haTorah, but the amount of tefillah is not midoraisa. V'loy mishna tefillah, the matbeah, the nusach of tefillah, the Shemoneh Esrei is not midoraisa. The man's not deraisa, but there's a mitzvah deraisa. Chol yoyim, there's a mitzvah deraisa to daven. That's what the Rambam says. There's a mitzvah deraisa. So the Ramban asks from two gemaras. We're just going to go through the rayas a little bit. The Ramban asks from two gemaras. Really, it's on the same omid in brachas. If anybody learned brachas, there's two kashas in this Rambam from the Gemara Brachas of Chafal. One is the Gemara says like this. Gemara is coming from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Balkeri is Mahara Beliboy, right? Before the Mevavat with the Kohanis Ezra, Balkeri wasn't allowed to learn Torah. So the Mishnah said over there, the Balkeri is Mahara Beliboy. He can be Mahara Kriya Shema Beliboy. The Ramazin Bevarach, like he can bench and say, not say Kriya Shema, be Mahara Kriya Shema, whatever. He does Kriya Shema, he does bench. So the Mishnah says. Direct the Gemara, what about Tefillah? Why not Tefillah? With none, we have a Mishnah. Later on, if the Balkeri was standing davening, tefillah always means Shemoneh Esrei itself, right? We use the word tefillah as davening in general, but in Shas it means Shemoneh Esrei. Hayoimid b'tefillah, v'nizker shu Balkeri. He remembers right in the middle that he's Balkeri. Lo yafsik. He should not stop in the middle. Eli yakatzer. But rather, he should shorten his davening. Make every bracha shorter. Zak the Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says. Zak the Gemara, time of the Aschil. Why is it that he doesn't stop in the middle? That's because he started already. He Amir B'tfila, he was already dominant. He remembered he's about Kerry. But what's it, Mashma? What's the Diuk? Haloy Aschil, Loy Aschil. If he didn't start Shema Esrei yet, if he didn't start it yet, he shouldn't start it. So what is he about Kerry shouldn't dominate Shema Esrei? It's affecting the Gemara. Why is Shema Esrei different than Shema and Benjamin? How come the Mishnah says about Kerry says Shema, Mahara Shema? And benches, but tefillah he doesn't do. Tefillah doesn't do. So what's the answer in the Gemara? Because Kriya Shema Birchtim wasn't the Raisa, and tefillah is their bond. That's the Gemara's answer. They only wanted to do things with the Raisa. They couldn't miss out. He couldn't miss out on the Raisa. But their bond, they didn't make him do. The bond he didn't have to do. So you see, clearly tefillah is their bond. Not like the Rambam. That's one Raya. The second Raya is, later on in the same Omid, says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amr Avida Safik Kar Kriya Shema Safik Loi Kar Einu Chazagai Safik Amr Emes V'Yatzev Safik Loi Amr Chazav Amr Emes V'Yatzev. If you have a Safik whether you said Emes V'Yatzev or not, you have to go back. Why? Because Emes V'Yatzev is Doraisa. Why is Emes V'Yatzev Doraisa? Because it has what? because he is Mitzrayim. But because Omar Sofik Kora Kriya Shema, Sofik Loi Kora Choyze V'Kori Kriya Shema. If you have a Sofik when he said Kriya Shema, you have to go back. Why? Because Kriya Shema is the Raisa, that's for sure. Sofik Hispalo, Sofik Loi Hispalo, Eimei Choyze Mispalo, he doesn't go back. And it's clear from the Gemara's here, from the things that you go back, things you don't go back, it's clear that the reason is because the Shema is the Raisa and Tfilah is the Adon. Sofik Kora Kriya Shema, you go back. Sofik Hispalo, you don't go back. And it's clear from the sugya because of their abundance. Why are you not going back? That's what the Gemara is dealing with over there. Going back for the rice is not going back for their abundance. Two kashas the Ramban asks on the Rambam. Two beferish kashas. The Balkari says Shema and Benshin, but not Tfila. And the one who's besotik goes back for Shema and not Tfila. And the reason why both is Hadar Raisa, Hadar Rabbanim. It's clear that Tfila is their abundance. That's the kashas. Okay? Got it? So what do you say? That's what you'd say? That's pretty good. All right, that's what the Kesef Mishnah says.
What?
Oh, that's what the Kesef.
Would the Rambam say that here would be sufficient?
Here would be sufficient?
What do you say?
Maybe. I mean,
it doesn't say anything about...
Maybe. But Shema, right. So why is Tfilah different than Shema then? Shema you Maharer, but Tfilah you're not. I mean, if they're both the right, so it should be... So the Kesef Mishnah says what you said. The Kesef Mishnah says... He says, you're right, enechinami. It means, what did the Rambam say? The Rambam's lashon is, tefillah is d'oraisa, but the nusach's not. So, what it means is like this. It means that avada the bakeri, and avada the one that was besafik, said some sort of tefillah. He was yoytid tefillah d'oraisa. He could say anything. He was yoytid tefillah d'oraisa. Right? Didn't have to say, the Gemara means the nusach. The nusach shmonesu, that's zichud d'rabbanan, even according to the Rambam. That's what the Balkari doesn't say. That's what the one who's the Sufik doesn't go back for. But Avadi is talking about that he said some sort of Tfilah Dorai. He said something to be yoy to the concept of Tfilah Dorai. Like the Nashim in Europe, they didn't used to, in the old days, they used to daven in Shmonas. They would say, if whatever, you know, they're working from day until night. They would say a few words, whatever, to be yoy to Tfilah, and that's it, they're yoy to Tfilah. In the old days, that's what they did. Right? Now, you know, it's different maybe, but... But that's what it means. That's what it's talking about. Avada, the case is that he says some sort of, he says whatever, I don't know, a few words of tefillah to be entered into the Raisa. Thank you Hashem for this. Whatever tefillah, the Raisa. Okay? Shevach, Bakash, whatever. Fine, that's the Kesef Mishnah answers. Kesef Mishnah teretz the Kashan. Dr. Shagas, I did, there's a problem with that teretz. There's a real problem with that teretz. Why? You hear the teretz? Makes sense. What's the problem? Because whenever you compare two things, they always have to be on the same wavelength, the same playing field. All else has to be equal in order to make a comparison. Like if I said Beit Shemesh is hot, right? It is hot, right? And I said I don't know, Buffalo is cold. I'm making a comparison, right? But then I said, well, when I said that, what I meant was Beit Shemesh is hot in the summer, and Buffalo is cold in the winter. So once I changed the variables, I didn't say anything. I didn't tell you anything. I made no comparison at all. You thought I was making a comparison. One's hot, one's cold. But once I changed the variable, if they're not in the same playing field, then I didn't say anything. I gave you no information at all at the end of the day. I told you Beit Shemesh is hot in the winter, Buffalo is cold in the... I told you Beit Shemesh is hot in the summer, Buffalo is cold in the winter. They could be the exact same climate as far as you know. I didn't give you any information. The comparison bottles, null and void. In order to make a comparison, it has to be in the same playing field, right? So if that's true, so let's take the Balkari. Balkari benches, but he doesn't do tefillah. Now the Kesef Mishnah is telling us, when it says he doesn't do tefillah, it means he actually does the etzem tefillah d'oraisa. He says some words in order to be yoytza that tefillah d'oraisa, some tefillah katsara to be yoytza that tefillah d'oraisa. He just doesn't go back to Shemnas. Okay, but if you're going to put everything in the same playing field, then you got to say that by benching too. Now, is the nusach of benching d'oraisa? No, definitely not. That the Rambam says clearly in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon, he says the nusach of benching is mistaken by Ezra, the nusach of all the brachas. Right? In the Perek Aleph of Hilchas Brachas, you see. You can look it up.
Benching does have a certain
degree. Could be. could be certain. If it has certain ingredients, the oraisa?
Yeah.
What does it have to have?
Those things
the oraisa? I don't know. What does tefillah have to have?
Nothing.
Shevech bakash of a dog is not. That's not the raisa. That's not. The raisa doesn't. Could be. But you still don't need the nuts of a benching that we say. Right? What? You still need the nuts of. Right, they had the shortened way. Right. So Shagasai says. So then, Mimanashach. Mimanashach. Are you talking about when it says the Balkari benches? So Mimanashach. If he said some sort, whatever it is, he was yoyt to the deraisa benching, and he was yoyt to the deraisa tefillah, so how come from when he goes back and when he doesn't go back? And if he didn't say whatever formula you need to say to be yoyt to the deraisa, then he should go back by tefillah too. Right? Mimanashach. If you're answering by tefillah,
that benching purports has to be a davar shel kedusha. Tefillah in the life, it doesn't have to be a davar shel kedusha.
What do you mean?
Say, please give me a parnasa, not a davar shel kedusha.
Right, and benching.
I have to specifically mention certain things I have to do with Shem Hashem.
You have to do with Shem Hashem, with the raisa? So, wow.
You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Yeah, right. Tefillah also has to be to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. But you don't have to. You
bench to Hashem, you damn to Hashem. I don't know if they're different.
Benching is hodah, it's from thanking somebody. Thank you.
Yeah, tefillah also. You have to mean you're going to show him by tefillah, otherwise you're not yaitza. You have to. I know what to say, I don't know.
I understand, but I mean.
Right?
It's kind of tefillah is the right thing, you can probably say in the bathroom.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a chilek. I don't hear the chilek so much. On a deraisa level, I don't understand the chilek so much. I mean, Sayyid Hashem's name, not Sayyid Hashem's
name. Whether you bring
yes, you're bring machalik on a deraisa level, that's what he's saying, yeah.
With
but I don't know if that's.
You have a chiv and a thorough.
Not to bench the whole nusach that we have, benching though. Whatever it would be. Whatever it looked like at a deraisa level.
That makes it now a level playing field. Because it's now, the Gemara is now saying whether the Gemara is trying to explain what chiv does the person have.
Right.
So it's saying that a person has to, when it comes to benching, he has a chiv and a thorough to have bench.
But he doesn't have a chiv to bench the way we bench.
That's not the nukud of the Gemara. Gemara is coming to say what chiv has the person got. He's got a chiv for some other. Gemara is not getting involved with
so the
method.
So how come by? So how come he benches and he doesn't do tefillah? Why?
Because he's got a chiv. He hasn't been used his chiv.
Why not? Why not?
No, the halakha of that isn't the Gemara says.
The Balkari case is he benches. But he doesn't have to do tefillah. So we said it's a kash on the Rambam.
Right.
Because the Rambam says tefillah is doraisa. And the Gemara is saying the reason he benches is because of doraisa, and the reason he doesn't do tefillah is because of dorabon.
Right.
So you said, no. That means when it says he doesn't do tefillah, that's because the Mishnah says.
Yeah.
It means he doesn't do the nusach tefillah as we know it. But Abadi, he said whatever formula, call it X, whatever he needs to be yoked to the din tefillah doraisa, that he had to say.
Yeah.
And Abadi, we're talking about where he said that. So we're talking about where he said that, then whatever that X is, Lagabi Birchas Amazon. It could be a fatter X, it's okay, it doesn't matter, it's the same logic. You know what I'm saying? If he did, why is he going back for benching? And if he didn't, then he didn't do a bet tefillah either, so he should go back according to the Rambam. Imanavshach, that's the kasha.
The Gemara is talking about what the Balkari should do, right? It's not, he hasn't.
What he should do, right?
He hasn't benched yet.
No, this is what he should do.
Right, so that's, he's eaten. Yeah. So the Gemara is saying, halacha is, he now needs to bench, he has a fear and not heard.
And what about bet tefillah?
So
he now is ready to do tefillah. What do you want to tell him to do?
He can't have a tefillah.
You're telling him to do nothing? If you tell him to do nothing, then never kasha the Rambam.
He
doesn't die. He's not. In lo hiskel lo yaskel. But you told me that it really means lo hiskel lo yaskel, the nusuk of Shemoneh Esrei. But if I do tefillah katzar, he has to say. That's the only way to answer the kasha of the Rambam. That's because of Mish. So what Shagatai kasha is, then if you're going to say that, you have to put benching on the same plane. So even if it's true, benching could be more. It could be that is true. I don't know, but
one's a chiyuv and one is a mitzvah. He ends up using the prime mitzvah, the right one, he doesn't. One's a chiyuv.
A chiv of what?
Chiv.
No, according to the Rambam, you have a chiv every day to daven.
A chiv.
No. A chiv. No, according to a chiv, like yeah, regular mitzvah. So that's why I say it's kash. You're the kash. Again, chaz it over one more time because the kash is like this. What's shver on the Rambam? What shver on the Rambam is, and the same thing would apply with the Gemara with Sofik. What shver on the Rambam is, the Baal carries benches, but he doesn't do tefillah. And the Gemara says, why? Because benches is the raisa, tefillah is the rabban. The Rambam says, tefillah is the raisa. What's the Gemara talking about? So the Kaiser Mishnah says, no. Avanda tefillah the raisa. But tefillah the raisa means, whatever you say, you get the raisa. You say some sort of tefillah katsara, you get the tefillah the raisa. You daven to Hashem. What the Gemara means is, the Baal carry doesn't have to say the nusach b'shmana ezra. That's what the Gemara really means. Oh, so the fact that Shagas Ayas, the Im Kain, then by benching, you'd have to say the same thing. So Mimanam Shach. If by Tefillah he already said some sort of Tefillah Doraisa, and all it means is he doesn't have to go back and say the Nusach Darabanan that we normally say, so then by benching he also said some Nusach Doraisa, and he shouldn't have to go back. But yet it says he does go back. And when it says he does go back, it must mean the same thing that it means by tefillah. Otherwise, if it meant by tefillah, he said it tefillah d'oraisa, and eventually he didn't say anything, so then you compare, then that's like the example I gave you before. Then you're not comparing anything. You didn't tell me what to do. Uh-uh. Then really tefillah and benching are the same thing. It's just, here you said it, there you didn't say. It can't mean that. The Gemara doesn't talk that way. So it means the same thing happened by both, but the din's different. So what happened? So if he didn't say tefillah, if it wasn't yaitzid the derais l'chiv at all, he should go back even by, he should say tefillah also according to the Rambam. And if he did say some kind of tefillah deraisa, then by benching also he said some kind of benching deraisa. So why is he saying it? Why does he have to say the whole nusach for? What does he say the whole nusach for? And that is, Shagas Ayiz kasha. That's what he asked on the Kesef Mishnah's tab. Okay? And the same thing would be about the Safek case. It says, Savik Kara Kriya Shema, go back. Savik Tefillah, don't go back. So, what's your Ketzav Mishnah saying? Yes, Savik Tefillah, don't go back means because you say some sort of Tefillah Katsar Derais. The Tefillah Katsar Derais, you say. The Savik Tefillah, don't go back means you don't have to go back for the whole Nusach. That's what it means. Right? So then, but Savik Kriya Shema, Savik Kriya Shema, you do go back. But over there also, you could have been, you said some Kriya Shema Derais. According to Shagas Ari, Kriyas Shema is only the first parashah, not the whole, not all three parashahs. It's Mashmi, he said all three parashahs over there. So again, the same thing. Did you say, if you already said the Doraisa, why are you going back to say the whole thing? And if you didn't say it yet, you should go back to Tefillah too. That's the Kasha, that's the Miman of Shach, that's the Shagasai's Kasha. Right? Good. So the Tzlach says, the Shmaka thing, the Tzlach says this is the answer. The answer for the Rambam is like this. The Gemara is, look at the case the Gemara brings. The Gemara, how do we know about Kerry? How do we know about Kerry doesn't do tefillah? The Gemara didn't just come out and say it, about Kerry doesn't do tefillah. It brought a specific case. Hayoi made the tefillah, if he was standing in davening, the nizgush about Kerry, he remembers about Kerry, lo yapsik, he doesn't have to stop in the middle, eli yakatsu, just shorten it. And we deduced from that, haimud the asku, that's because he started. But if he didn't start yet, he shouldn't start. So Zuck the Tzach, what's the case he didn't start yet? The Gemara specifically talking about a case where he's in the middle of davening. So what's the case where he didn't start yet? He remembers right by Gal Yisrael. Lo Yasko, don't start. That's the Chiddush of the Tzach is saying. But again, the Gemara is talking about a case where he's in the middle of davening. So if he started Shemar Esrei, be Makatsi. If he didn't start Shemar Esrei yet, don't start. So where are you? Where are you holding? You hold him by Gal Yisrael. Zuck the Tzlach, and Gal Yisrael, you were Yotzei Tefillah D'oraisa. By Gal Yisrael, you already said Ava Rabba. You already said the end of Tzor Yisrael, Kuma Be'ezvas Yisrael. These things, it's Tefillah D'oraisa. Look at the whole Ava Rabba. It's filled with beautiful bakashas, beautiful tefillahs. So it says the Pshat is because by the Bakeri, he was Yotzei D'oraisa because he davened up to that point. That's the Pshat. So by Shema, right? So by Shema, the Bakari has to say Shema. By Tefillah, so according to Rambam, he should say it. The Teretz is, we're talking about a case where he remembered in the middle of davening. That's the case the Gemara uses. So at that point, except it says, if he starts Shema Esri, be Makat. If he didn't start Shema Esri, don't start. So where is he holding?
What was the Sufi case?
Huh? Oh, so that's what the Tzach answers to this case. So that's the Pshat. The Pshat is, He was yoyd spreading in his davening. That's the gift. He says, what about the Sofik? What about the, how does the Tzlach answer the thing of Sofik? So he says there also. He says, what's the problem? Sofik Kar Kriya Shema, you have to go back. But Sofik Tfilah, you don't go back. So he said, according to the Rambam, Sofik Tfilah, you don't go back, but you should go back to the Raiso. You should go back. So according to the Rambam, why don't you? So Tzlach says the same thing. If you're only mistook about Shemana Esrei, but you know you said everything else, so you know you had Arvarabba, you had same Teretz. And if you're mistook about the whole thing, so then Zok the Tzlach, the Gemara before says you have to go back for Emes V'yatzis. Right? The Gemara before says you have to go back for Shema, but the Gemara before says you have to go back for Emes V'yatzis too. Why? Because of the Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Gemara goes to why Emes V'yatzis, they both have Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but Yoimer has Yitzhak Mitzrayim in it, and Emes V'yatzis has Yitzhak Mitzrayim in it. But you go back for Emes V'yatzis. So he says, once you go back for Emes V'yatzis, you have Tzor Yisrael, Kumo Be'ez Yisrael in it. Tzor Yisrael, Kumo Be'ez Yisrael, it's part of Emes V'yatzis. Emes V'yatzis goes from Emes V'yatzis to Gal Yisrael. So you're going to be Yoyt Tzfila anyway on the Raisa level. So that's why you don't go back for Shemana Esrei. That's what he says. That's the flash.
Then
come on me. That's what you said. More stark. The kasha is starker than the teretz. Yeah, the teretz is a little hard because he's saying hobo askel lo yaskel means you were like David when you got it to that point. I mean, who says it means that? It could mean either.
It doesn't answer the difficult kasha. Why the Gemara is comparing it to the teretz? Why isn't it talking? Why doesn't it say clearly that it's talking to the rabbon?
No, but
actually, that's in kasha that shows Ari that it's not comparing the rabbon to the rabbon.
No, but it answers that. But it does answer that kasha because it's saying different than the kasha. Let's take the Suffolk case for example. The kasha Mishnah said the reason by Suffolk tefillah you don't go back is because you say it's tefillah katzara. So we said, well, if you could say it's tefillah katzara and not go back, then you should just say the first parsha of Shema also, which is all you need for the raisa, and not go back. If you're going to be in the same place, that's why to go back for Shema. So the teretz is teretz, he's saying so according to the Tzlach, that's answered. But going to the Tzlach, the Pshat is, it's not that you say it's Tzvila Katzor. It's a different Teretz of the Tzlach is saying. It's not Pshat you say it's Tzvila Katzor. No Tzvila Katzor. You go back for Shema to say Shema Ketikun. Shema is the Raisa, and they want you to say it completely the way it's set up. The reason you don't go back for Shema Nesrei is because you're Yotze already in Birchus Kriya Shema. Either you know you said them, or even if you're Mesupik, you have to go back for Mesviyatzim anyway, and you're going to get Kumba Be'ez Yisrael. So you all come, so it is. Right. The Gemara can't compare where you say the Tzvila Katara, where you don't say you're the Raisa. So, in case you won't go to the Raisa. But we're not doing that.
The Shazar is Kasha on the Tzlach, but still saying, why is the Gemara? Why is the Gemara picking like funny cases?
Oh, that's
to bring out.
You mean the case of Haya Oimei? The Haya Oimei.
He's already been used to Tzvila with God as well.
Yeah, but it answers. But the Shazar's Kasha was, you can't make an Ukimta that's not equivalent the whole way through. That was the Shagatai's Kasha. That's not a problem anymore. You could ask in the Tzlach, well, the Gemara only means this funny case of Haya Oimid and Misfalo? Oh, that's a different Kasha already, though. It's not a stark. Shagatai's Kasha was more, you can't make it a kimta in one thing and it not follow through to the other thing. That's what we're saying about comparing two things. Where to compare two things, the kimta has to be the same by both of them. So according to the Tzlach, that's not a problem anymore. We're not doing that. We're not mixing Ukimtas. But we are saying that that's the case of Gemara's Talmud, it's Haya Oimei. And Haya Oimei, the Kasha is not a Kasha in the Dham. Okay. Well, it took us a little bit long in the last week, so if you don't want to stay for the Parsha part, you don't have to. What? Okay, you got it? That was, okay. You have to cast it over. If you want to see, I mean, you should see it inside. Because, you should see it inside because maybe I'm. It's not clear. See, in Shagas Aya, it's Yudalit. But you don't have to do the whole Yudalit. It's like just the first half of it or something. You'll see it. It's in Yudalit, and over there it has Mar Makomos where the Rambam is. And the Tzlach is on that Gemara. The Tzlach is on the Gemara in Brochus. It's on the spot, the Tzlach. On that Gemara in Brochus. On the Daf Chaf Aleph and Brachas, he brings Rambam, and he says it's a root. Okay. Now we have.
Yeah. Okay.
V'haya ekev tishmon es meshvatim ve'ele. What does it say? V'shamma Hashem alonch. Tachel achas abris. What does it say? So you have in the parasha of Haya Ikim Tishma Shvat Meila, if you'll do these mishpatim, and Hashem remember what He promised Lavisecho, the Schus Avis. Hashem remember the Schus Avis. So two kashas. There's different types of mitzvahs. There's chukim mitzvahs we don't understand, and then there's mitzvahs that we would have known even the human seichel knows these mitzvahs, and then there's mitzvahs which the human seichel would not have known on its own. We only know it because the Torah told us, but the Torah also gave us a reason. It's not a chayk, but it's not something the seichel would have derived on its own. There's different categories of mitzvahs, so we know that chukim mishpatim edus. Sometimes the Torah says. Sometimes it says mitzvahs. Why does it say mishpatim here, Davka? What's the chapan to mishpatim Davka over here? That's a famous. That's a kash. That's a shayla. Why is the chapan to mishpatim Davka? First of all, and second of all, what does it mean? Hashem's going to remember this chesavus. Hashem's going to remember what He promised to the avos. What's the big chiddush? Hashem's going to remember this chesavus. Even in the toichah itself, it says the chayyus. As Yaakov, as busy Yisrael, as Abraham, as Gemara, even the Toicha itself, it says that Moshe is going to remember Schus Avos. So, in the Toicha itself, Hashem is going to remember Schus Avos. What's the big chiddush that's going to remember it? Va'yakev Tishmon. What's the chiddush over here? What's the chiddush? It always has to be. What's the difference between when Hashem promises it here and when Hashem promises in the Toicha? Those are the two kashas. Why the Mishpatim Davka? And why? And why? What's the bechidush of this chosavus? It says like this: the Gemara in Eivin. I didn't bring the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara in Eivin says, when Shlomo Melech was masakin Eivin and the Tilas Hadayim, the Ivan Shlomo said, "What's the pasuk? I haven't done it yet. Oh, b'niim chacham limchi yismach libi gamani. With the chachma of your heart, I'm also happy." The Ivan Shlomo said, "I'm happy with your chachma." When Shlomo Melech was Masakin Eirivin, and the Tilas Hadayim, the Bonshom said, "I'm Simcha such a Chochma, my child is such Chochma." So the Bonshom said, What's the Pshat? Why Dafka these things? Dafka Eirivin, the Tilas Hadayim, so then Hashem said, "I'm happy with Shlomo Melech's Chochma." So the answer is, Shlomo Melech asked for the Chochma Lasis Mishpat. Mishpat means civil laws, Dine Mamas. That's what Mishpatim are. Now that's the hardest. The last mission in the end of Baba Basra says, a person that wants to be Yachkim, a person that wants to become a Chacham, be Isaac in the Mekzoy of Din and Mammas. Because that's the most godly, the Yachkim, the hardest, the biggest Mekzoy of Torah is Din and Mammas. Why Din and Mammas? What's the Pshat? So I once had a Maisa like this. Once had a Mesnagdish Maisa. That the Neid of Yehuda was a big misnagid. Misnagid, I mean, against Chassidim. Neid of Yehuda was a misnagid. So, one time, when someone was by him, maybe it was Baal Shem Tov himself, maybe it was one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov. No? Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, I don't know. He was by him. So, someone came in with a Shiloh, a treif, kosher, treif. And Neid of Yehuda was going back and forth with like all these rayas. And in the end, he paskin, whatever he paskin. Paskin, it was treif. Okay? So the person sitting there, whoever it was, one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, whatever, he said, "I could smell it was treif the second it was brought into the room. I knew it right away." So Nadi Bida said to him, "That's what it means also that Torah l'shtakach Yisrael. The Torah is going to be forgotten. You think you could smell kosher without going through all the rayas, you could just say what it is. That's what it means, the Torah is going to be forgotten." That was the Shiva Shtochim, okay. Right? Oh, but there's such a reality. There's people on that, there's such a reality. And B'mayis Mashiach, it could be that whoever it was, the Talmud Baal Shem Tov, B'mayis Mashiach, it could be he was even right. It's not the Mahalach for now, but in B'mayis Mashiach, there's Gemaras that are mash, you know, just be able to sense things. And it's because you come alive now, you sense certain things. But there's, right, straight kosher to them, it's clear. So, when you're being malchim, when you're differentiating between something that's kodesh and something something that's coming mitzara kedusha, something that's coming mitzara tum. So the havchana, the differentiation is very clear. There's treif and there's kosh. But badine maminus, you have two erlichim, both who, according to their own das, are telling the absolute truth. Both have a very good time. They're both coming mitzara kedusha. They're both fine. They're both totally kosh. But you have to be mavchin al pidin who the money belongs to. That's much deeper. That takes much more seichel, much more chachma to go ahead and slice, right? When everything's kosher on the surface. It's not like you're looking for the tumah. There is no tumah. It's not even there. You have to be mavchin where things belong. That's a much deeper level of chachma. But it has to be much more specific, much more tuned in. That is the level of Shlomo. That's what Shlomo Melech asked for. Chachma l'asos is mishpat davar. Dine mamanis are the hardest mitzvah in Kol HaTorah Kulo. That's what it means. These mitzvahs, Erevin and Atilas Adayim, Erevin and Atilas Adayim represent that type of inyan. Why? Because you have Rishis Adabim, Rishis Ayachim. That's a clear distinction. Rishis Adabim, that's the Rabim. That's the street, the Chitzayis. And this is Rishis Ayachim. Person's bias, person lives. Shalom Melech was Masakin, that even in from one Rishis Yachad to another Rishis Yachad, you need an Erev. Even when it's all Rishis Yachad, it's not the streets and the bayis, the place where you know the tumah goes, and the place where it's kaddish. But it's all kedusha. It's two different Rishis Yachad, but you still need an Erev there. Shalom Baruch is Masakin that even within kedusha itself, there's different madrigas, there's different chilukim. And Tilas Adayim also. Tilas Adayim. It's not a person goes to eat. It's not treif. It's the best hechsher in the world. But he has to wash first. You know, so he doesn't jump into it and just shove it in his face. He washes first. He sits down like a mensch, right? It makes gedorim for us. It makes gedorim for us even within something that's already kaddish. It's not treif. It's kaddish. But it makes gedorim for us. That's what Shlomo Melech. To make gedorim, to make chilukim within Kedusha itself, not where the line of Kedusha meets the line of Tumah. That's easier to do. But within Kedusha itself, that was Shalom Melech Karyach. That's what it means. Yismach libi gamani. That's what Hashem isn't happy with Shalom Melech's chach. And Bailey says, Shem Shmuel says, that that's the Indian of Mishpatim. Mishpatim is the Indian. That even in Kedusha itself, we look to grow. We look to make new things, even within Kedusha itself. Like it says, Kedushim to you, Kadesh, that's what Mutter. Even in what's Mutter, we look to live a certain way. You know, you have, like you see, as somebody showed me this Pesach advertisement from Pesach at home. You've been there still for a while. Hopefully, you don't know so much about this. In America, it's like, you have like these advertisements of like, it lists all the gashmias they have in the world, and then it says how it's like kosher. It is like kosher. It is, you know. But just—it's like missing the point. The shtickle. What? And then Van talks about kedushim too. We want to do what's right and not what's wrong, and it's kabbalistic. If you're not doing what's right and eating kosher, it's kabbalistic. But we also want to live kedushim too. Within the kedusha, we want to live a certain way. Within the kedusha, we want to grow a certain way. That's a different madrego. The concept of Mishpatim, of Dini Mamanas, represents that concept. The concept of Dini Mamanas is, they're both coming mitzvah the Kedusha. There's this Yid and there's this Yid. But I still have the Mavchen that whose money belongs to. There's differences within the Kedusha itself. Not what's straight from what's kosher. That's very more obvious. That's what the concept of Mishpatim means. He says that even by the Goyim, so they do things right sometimes. They do what it says in the Torah sometimes. They're not always doing the wrong thing. Bilam Rashi even said, what's the pasuk? He brings the pasuk in here. What did he say? What did Bilam Rashi say? Luchu lava is b'Hashem. I can't go against what Hashem says. Luchu lava b'Hashem. Right? So when it comes to Tzchusavus, so they go and believe a taina. What kind of Tzchusavus? Why should Klai Yisrael be zeichet to Tzchusavus? Do Klai Yisrael always do things right? No. Do we always do things wrong? No. And we're also the children of Avraham. Yisuf, the child of Avraham. Yishmael, the child of Avraham. We have this chesavis too. So we have this chesavis genealogically. And it's not true that Chayis always does things right and we always do things wrong. It's not true. Chayis messes up plenty and the Goyim get it right sometimes. So what's the pshat? What do they have so special that they have chesavis? So the answer to that is, because even Esav, you know, even Bilam could say, well, Yabra al-Pi Hashem, it won't go against what Hashem said. But that's only al-Pi Hashem. The only thing Bilam can understand is that if it's not al-Pi Hashem, I can't do it. That means you can't eat chaz. That's all he can understand. He can never understand Kadesh and Tiyah. He can never understand wanting to go after what the Kavanah of Hashem is. There's doing what Hashem said, and then there's wanting to run after the Kavanah HaTorah. When you love a person, it's more than just what they said, but it's what's really going to make them happy. Only the Yidden live that way, that they can understand what does Hashem want from us. We want to make Hashem a Nachas Ruach. We want to become closer to Him. We can live with the Kadoshim Tiyu that not just what's right and what's wrong, but what Hashem wants. We want to live the way He wants us to live. That's special. That's something that the Yidden have. That's what's represented by Mishpatim. Mishpatim is, even in the Kedusha, there's different Madregas. Not just what's Tomei, what's Tahar. Even Esav can understand what's Tomei, what's Tahar. But what Esav can't understand is Kedushim Tiyu. So, V'haya Ekev Tishma'unas Mishpatim E'ela. When you live with Mishpatim, then V'shama Hashem L'cha Sabrit Tosach HaShvala V'secha. Then L'cha, you Kla Yisrael, you'll be Zoyek of this first office. Because it's through living like that that you show to the Esav and to the Yishmael, who also claims Chesavis, that really they don't have that Chesavis. Because what makes Chai so special is Chai so wants to know what the Ratzon of Hashem is, not just what the word of Hashem is. To be between the lines, to understand what the Hashem really wants from us. And with Hashem, that's what we try to live, that's what we want to live, and we should be Zaycha to Gula Shlomo.
Kutzke says that tomorrow by 12 more hours, something very similar.
Yeah.
Then Erevin and it's Zion, he says, Clinton Light, if you're walking on a tightrope, Mitzad Echad, you have to be Mu'urav with the world. You have to be Mu'urav in Abriya.
Right.
Mitzad Sheni, you have to be Natru. Siddush of Lord. So he says that's what Shlomo Melech told us how to be Magdir in those distinctions.
Right.
Between the different distinctions within.
Right. It's a similar art. Right. It's saying the same thing. Even Zilzain represents in them. Not just what's right and what's wrong, but how to live.
Right. Yeah.